Despite harsh criticism from European leaders, President Bush is standing by his decision to reject the 1997 Kyoto Agreement on global warming. The president says he wants more study on the link between so-called greenhouse gases and global warming. He also said he wants to explore voluntary reduction measures. Some companies that generate a lot of greenhouse gases are pleased with the president's go-slow approach. Others are worried, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The United States produces more greenhouse gases than any other nation, and electric power plants emit more of these gases than any other source. Targets and timetables for curbing carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping gases will cost this industry a lot of money. But some companies want the government to tackle the problem now rather than later. Christine Crowley is a vice president with Wisconsin Energy. She believes stiffer rules on CO2 and other emissions are coming. The only question is when.
There is, I think, sufficient public sentiment and worldwide sentiment that moves us towards controlling CO2, that what the administration may say in the short term has less of an effect in the long term.
And in this industry, companies have to plan for the long term. They're leery of investing in plants and equipment that won't meet future environmental standards. They say even existing rules are vague, confusing, and unnecessarily costly. They're bracing for stiffer regulations on pollutants like sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and mercury. And CO2 is an even bigger wild card. Skiles Boyd is with Detroit Edison. He says rather than handling these problems piecemeal, the government should lump them together, spell out what the industry must do, and give it enough time to develop the technology that's needed.
Maybe we can control a number of these things with one piece of equipment, or at least make sure that whatever piece of equipment we put in doesn't have to be taken out at a later date to put in a different piece of equipment.
Jim Rogers, chairman and CEO of Synergy Corporation, says his company can't wait much longer.
I'm sitting here with coal plants with an average age of 30 years.
Rogers is getting ready to spend $700 million on new pollution control equipment for some of these plants to get out nitrogen oxides, which cause smog and acid rain. Rogers says if he knew for sure that even stiffer regulations were coming, he might make a different decision.
I might just shut some of those plants down and build gas plants instead.
Switching to natural gas solves a lot of problems at once, according to Dallas Bertraw. He's an economist and expert on the electric utility industry with resources for the future.
Natural gas plants have no sulfur dioxide emissions and much lower nitrogen oxide emissions than coal-fired power plants. They have no mercury and little less than one half of the carbon dioxide emissions of coal-fired power plants.
But Bertraw says switching from coal to gas is expensive. Synergy's Jim Rogers says nowadays, with deregulation, companies are more worried than ever about making the wrong guesses.
In the old world, where you're regulated, even spending money on environmental compliance, you knew you were going to earn a return on it. In the new world, you have to be more thoughtful about it because there's no guarantees that you'll recover the cost of complying with new environmental regulations.
In fact, companies that are taking steps now to limit their CO2 emissions fear they're already putting themselves at a disadvantage. Again, Christine Crowley of Wisconsin Energy.
We really want to be able to take credit for those reductions in whatever future regulations might take place, and we certainly don't want to be in a position to be penalized for having taken early action.
But the industry is divided. Not everyone's ready to pay the same price for regulatory certainty. Some figure they'd be wise to strike some sort of grand bargain with the government now while they have a sympathetic White House, according to economist Dallas Bertraw.
For others in the industry, precisely because they have a sympathetic White House, they seem to think that they don't have to negotiate. And for them, the idea of delaying future environmental controls is the most profitable course.
John Sell is a spokesman for Southern Company, which opposes caps on CO2.
There is no real way to capture carbon dioxide. The only way to reduce it really is to reduce the amount of coal that you burn or the amount of electricity that you make. And economically, right now in our country, now is not the time to be taking coal plants offline or reducing the amount of electricity coming out of them, because we need all the electricity we have. Otherwise, we could end up in situations like they have in California, where there's not enough power to meet the demand.
For now, it looks like Southern Company and others that want to push CO2 regulations off into the future may get their way. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.